Now, turning to Ukraine. It was an audacious attack inside Russia, a coordinated operation targeting air bases from eastern Siberia to Russia's western border, wiping out billions of dollars worth of aircraft. Ukraine calls it Operation Spider's Web, and President Volodymyr Zelensky described the outcome as an absolutely brilliant result and said the Ukrainians' actions will undoubtedly be in the history books. It comes as Russian and Ukraine negotiators head for Istanbul for a second round of peace talks. James Waterhouse is the BBC News Ukraine correspondent. It was long planned, James, and daringly executed. Why now? And just tell us a little bit about that plan.
I mean, it's a breathtaking operation, no matter how you look at it. I mean, clearly, Ukraine had been working towards this for some time, smuggling more than 100 of these small drones packed with explosives into a special compartment at the top of lorry containers. They somehow made their way into Russia, and according to local reports inside Russia, the driver was none the wiser. They would pull up close to four air bases. This hatch would automatically lift from these lorry containers. These drones would fly out, and they would target, they would damage or destroy 40 of Russia's main strategic bombers. It takes out about a third of the fleet. These are aircraft used to habitually pound Ukraine with missiles. And the images, I mean, they're just extraordinary. The sources of the security service were sharing clips to us, showing these drones moving along past the fleet with aircraft going up in flames as they were dropping onto the wings, causing the fuel tanks to ignite. And you could see Russian crews on the ground struggling to contain the fires.
Does Ukraine have the capacity, the intelligence and the reach to do this alone?
Yes. I mean, this, of course, is not just the war of the drone, but is the war of the Ukrainian drone. And I think when you've got the use, for example, of the use and supply of Western missiles so caught up in politics when it comes to how many should be supplied, how they should be used. You know, at the moment, America isn't allowing Western allies to provide them on the basis they can strike deep inside Russia. And Ukraine has taken matters into its own hands in the most clever of ways, because, you know, Ukraine is manufacturing more and more of these drones. It is using them to strike deep inside Russia. And what this does, it doesn't just, you know, bring the war to Russia. It doesn't just impair its own ability to wage airstrikes, which, by the way, are not abating in any way. But it also sends a message to America, you know, that actually you're saying we don't have the cards. You're saying this war is unwinnable. But look at what we can do on our own. Imagine what we could do with a bit more investment and sterner sanctions on Moscow.
Of course, it's not one-way drone traffic, because we have seen Russian drones continuing to attack deep in Ukraine and attacking the Ukraine Air Force as well. But in terms of the timing of this, on the eve of peace talks resuming in Istanbul, why would Zelensky and the Russian military plan this attack now?
We have to remind ourselves that Russia is only waging bigger and bigger drone attacks on Ukraine. We saw 470 two nights ago across Ukraine. It is able to manufacture hundreds on a daily basis. And with America gradually, with American aid drying up for Kyiv, its ability to defend itself will be further impaired. Clearly, Ukraine launched this operation when it was in a position to do so. That was its prerogative. It needs to try and slow the Russian airstrikes, which can mount these attacks almost unchallenged. But as for these peace talks, you know, I don't think expectations are remotely high going into them, when we still see the same low-level delegations. We still see Russia refusing to publish its so-called memorandum agreed with America, its conditions for peace. All the indicators show that Moscow isn't climbing down from what would be a political capitulation of Ukraine. And of course, Russian forces are still advancing in eastern Ukraine at a rate and cost which seems to satisfy Vladimir Putin against the risks of antagonizing the US in any way.
Will Ukraine now and Volodymyr Zelensky be expecting and preparing for an equally spectacular response from Russia?
It's always hard to gauge, right? Because we are talking about a full-scale war, a full-scale invasion, where you have relentless artillery strikes and drone strikes on places up to 30 kilometers behind the front line. And then, as I say, you know, last weekend, we saw almost 1,000 Russian drones launched across Ukraine. It is still a sustained attack. So making that link between what the response will be isn't always easy. But Vladimir Putin, you can be sure, will be wanting to make a statement in some way.
James Waterhouse, BBC Ukraine correspondent, thank you very much. After the break, we'll hear from Dr. Victoria Rose inside Nasser Hospital in Gaza.